We are joined here today with Greg Coyne, with Sandler by Jerry Weinberg and Associates, and the renowned host of the Michigan Sherm podcast. Greg, thanks for joining us today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Neely. I mean, if I could get you to announce me anywhere and everywhere I go, I'm taking you with me. I'm going to have a little mini recording. Renowned.
As you're walking through the halls of this conference, I will have a Bluetooth speaker and a microphone. And every time you enter a room, I'll be the first one into the room, and then we can just announce your presence all over the place.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of liking this.
I agree. So Greg, of course, is a big deal, but there's an even bigger deal that's with us here today. The incomparable Trisha Heisinger. Trisha, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks. Yes. Thanks, Danny.
Always a pleasure to talk to Trisha. And of course, let's not forget the infamous Kaylee Savona. Kaylee.
Hi, I am here. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, good, because you are here. So we're just having a quick little banter, a little chatty chat about Michigan Sherm, which is this week. So I want to get your opinions, basically because I look forward to this week each year. It's always a great time for connecting and learning and inspiration for myself. So I guess I'll go around the room and ask the same questions to our guests here. What do you most look forward each year at Michigan Sherm? Greg, why don't you go first?
Sure. I think the biggest thing that I found is, and it might have to do with my personality, but I'm a big proponent of being able to network and connect with other individuals, like-minded individuals in the HR community and leadership community. And this is a huge conference for that. People come in from all around the state as well as around the country for this particular event. And so it's good to see, hey, who's going to be there? What's on their mind? I mean, big push for strategic thinking more and more. And especially at this conference. And so for me, humbly, it's just connecting with people, seeing where their headspace is at, and figuring out, hey, how do we work together to help the HR community? That's simple and sweet.
Good answer. Trisha, how about you?
So many things. It's hard to pick one thing. It's just a wealth of information from an HR professional, but it fills my bucket both professionally and personally. I get to connect with so many people, Greg included, in person, IRL, and just kind of catch up on the craziness that's been the year, and really spend some good quality time and laughs. And I really look forward to that connection. Our speakers are always fantastic. I'm really excited this year to have Andrew there and to be able to kind of share his wealth and insight and to my tribe of people and have him speak on the importance of employee rewards and recognition and how powerful that can be. So I'm really excited for that. I love the expo hall. I love walking around and connecting with all the different vendors. I always meet new people. I always meet new vendors and solutions. And I love to know what's new and different out there to find a solution to a problem that we're having within the workplace. So I love the expo hall. I get the wonderful privilege of presenting our Michigan awards. So the state chapter volunteer and the volunteer leader of the year award, our elite HR professional lifetime achievement award. So I get to do that. And I think that's just such a privilege to be able to present those awards is a highlight as well.
So Trisha, it sounds like everything.
A little bit of everything.
Sounds like your favorite part 100%. Is all the things.
I love all the things.
I love that you brought up speakers as well. We'll get back into those in a second. But first, let's talk theme. So the theme is untangle your inspiration. I love that. That sounds really exciting. So Greg, can you tell us what this means and what you're looking to accomplish with this theme here?
Sure. So I'll do it two ways. One is as a whole with my Sherm itself, and then for me individually. I think the biggest thing is, you know, HR professionals right now, they've gone through 3 years of craziness. And I mean, so have all we. We've had the pandemic, the adjustment, we've had, and then people looking for more retention with their workers, a shift in culture, a lot of people have gone from in the workplace 5 days a week to either fully remote or a mixed bag of partial in-person and partially remote. And so the job that was difficult to begin with has exponentially increased with difficulty. So if we had an opportunity to make a mark as an HR professional, this is it. There are a lot of changes that can be pushed in a positive manner. And I think this is the time to do it. Here's the other thing from my point of view, and I've talked with other professionals about it. The biggest thing that I've heard from HR professionals is everything gets dumped in that bucket. Oh, here's the department. Hey, people, you take care of it. Oh, I have to have a difficult conversation with my coworker or with as a leader to an employee. Your HR, go ahead and deal with that. What HR sometimes doesn't realize is twofold. One, they actually hold a lot of power and influence and leadership, even though things are thrust into a department or the perspective can be that way. The discussion can change by actually questioning, is this really mine? And how do I lead better with talking about these sensitive conversations? Number two is just from a strategic standpoint, a lot of times they don't always see themselves in the C-suite, even when they have CHRO next to their name. And the fact is that they can build and grow a business just as much as a CFO or a CEO. 80% typically of costs of a business are made up of, you know, location and people. They influence so much of that as HR professionals. So how are they doing it? How can they do more of it? So that's where both from a standpoint, from a MySherm conference is, as well as where my point of view stands.
I don't want to follow that. Greg did a fantastic job.
Yeah, that was a great explanation.
Trisha doesn't want to follow you. You did too.
I did
good,
not mean
Greg.
That was not a drop the mic moment. That was Trisha. Come on. No.
It was very good. I mean, you had me, Greg. I was like, yes, absolutely, 100%. Completely agree with you.
So then let's get into the speakers. You didn't mention the strong list of speakers this year for Michigan Sherm. Mitch Albom, which is always, geez, Louise, that guy and his stories. He should write for a living. I don't know what he's doing right now, but he should consider picking up writing.
Well, he was just at National Sherm, so that was fantastic.
He had a couple of sessions at National. So, and then Steve Lois, who, if you have not watched his TED Talk, we'll look that up for TEDx Detroit. We also have, you know, a couple of strong standers here as well. Greg Coyne will be on stage speaking. And then, and Trisha, you mentioned our very own Andrew Bishop. Who's on the list? Like, who are the must-sees, whether that is on a keynote or in a breakout? You know, who are the people that are speaking on stage that are always fun, not only to hear them from stage, but then also connect with them sort of out in the halls?
That's a great question. I would say, you know, it's difficult for me, but also a wonderful challenge, to make sure I hit all the speakers I want to see. I've again, really love, MySherm, been a part of it for a number of years. Feel like I've heard a lot of these really wonderful speakers, but, they always bring something new and different every time. I mean, just talking to Greg here for a few minutes, it always just gets me energized about what's the new topic. What are we thinking about right now? And, the power and the influence that we don't realize that we have, and we want to make sure that we're using it. And for me, I mean, going to these types of sessions and shows always continues to make my mind turn about what can we do next, what can we do better. And that's because I'm connecting with such a great community of influencers, of thought makers, of change individuals that make an impact in their organization, right? They're not sitting back in behind a desk somewhere, because if they are, they're probably not at MySherm, right? They're just doing their job every day. But these are individuals that have advocated for themselves to spend the money to be at MySherm, or they're spending it on their own. So there's a big big reason why they're there. And I just look forward to what they have to say and what's going on in their organizations, and then bringing that to the stage and hearing those is why you see so much overflow with these speakers. And if you don't get there early to a session, you're sitting outside and you're watching it on a, you know, tiny TV, or you're just listening to it. And that's the drawback of having so many really great speakers is who am I going to see and who do I don't get to see because I can't, because the overflow is so much and people get there so early. So I look forward to everybody, but I also look forward to the, you know, the connections at the extravaganza and on the show floor, along with you know, what they're speaking about on stage.
What about you, Greg? Any additional thoughts on speakers?
Well, let me dovetail off of what Tricia said. I think the biggest, there's a specific word she used, and it's community. And the HR community is tight throughout both the state and the country. A lot of people will go to national and connect. And the reason I bring that up is twofold. I believe Tricia mentioned Tina Marie Wolfield, I consider her a friend, would go and converse after her talk. But I think her topic is all about, you know, curiosity and never stopping that curiosity, asking questions, digging deeper. So I'm anxious to hear what she has to say. And, you know, I'll give Steve complete props in the sense that I'm excited to see him on stage. He's one of the few people I like to think that has just as much, if not more, energy when they take the stage. So I'm always excited to see how he positions the topic in the HR community, because he's done a great job in talking about leadership. And I think there's an opportunity for HR leaders in the community to really step up. And I think those two are great, will be a great viewing opportunity for all of us. And then I'll push this for attendees, and then go talk to them afterwards. Take advantage of these speakers that are going, that you're sitting in on. They're human beings and they're part of this HR community. Reach out to them, talk to them. They want to be able to engage. Use the opportunity to do so.
All right, Greg, it's time to talk podcast, because we're on a podcast and we got to talk about the My Sherm podcast. So you've had a couple of the resource partners on, and I would love if you could share what attendees can expect from vendors and some of the sponsors at the event.
I love it. So as you said, Keely, I'll be speaking there. So shameless plug, I'll be speaking about accountability. That's one thing that I'll be speaking to. Most people get fearful when they hear that word, kind of like Brussels sprouts if it's not sprinkled in duck fat. But accountability can be a huge, huge leadership opportunity. And it's not just a whip and a carrot. And I think we'll speak to that and building a plan behind it. As far as the expo is concerned, love Grand Rapids and the Amway. They've been exceptional over the last few years, allowing us to be there. I believe there's over 800 attendees that are at this point signed up. There's probably going to be more by the time that this is posted. The fact is that there are plenty of benefit providers there. There's also a number of attorneys and those that are going to be able to help HR within the benefits as well as wellness realm. So it's not just, I think a lot of times HR professionals get nervous about entering the expo center waiting to be sold. As a matter of fact, the expo or the exhibitors are looking to communicate with those HR professionals going in to see if they're even a fit or not. And I think that's the key component, is to recognize that the trade show floor is not a place to sell or be sold to, but it's a place, I think, as Tricia mentioned earlier, to engage and see what are the solutions, what are maybe some problems that we didn't even know we had. Talk to the exhibitors and figure out what is happening in the world around you that maybe you aren't aware of. And what else, Kaylee, would you like me to add to that? Because I think Tricia mentioned it before with the award ceremonies. And I'll flip back. I believe that's Friday morning, is it not?
It's a great question. I think it is Friday morning because our connect is Thursday night. So I believe it is Friday morning.
Yeah, I do too. It's been that way. It's prior to the keynote typically, but I apologize for putting you on the spot there. I was pretty sure I wanted to make sure of it. But we love to engage and give back to that community. This is one way to do it, is to show all the volunteer hours, all the things that we put those, you know, our hard work and blood, sweat, and tears into, that people are noticing. And they are not only just noticing, they're putting their foot forward to nominate. And hopefully for some of those very select few win as volunteers. And it's a great coming together of the HR community. And I think whoever's going to be there will appreciate it for their time. It's time well spent.
For sure. And speaking of shameless plugs, of course, our recognition team will be on the floor at the expo. And then who doesn't love accepting a Bonneville Brands trophy? I mean, really, at the end of the day, those are some good looking trophies. So, yeah, looking forward to that award ceremony as well. Greg, you had another thing to add.
I did. And Kaylee asked me and forgive me. I the totally podcast. Jumped over it. So as Neely mentioned, we're doing the My Sherm podcast, and this is an opportunity. First of all, there will be a few special guests that will be promoted over the next week or so. James Reed and Jennifer DuPont being two of them. But we wanted to get people thinking strategically. And so I put them on because they already do. And it's a great avenue to talk about, you know, being thinking strategically at conference, but also we talk about untangling your inspiration. And I felt that these people were a couple that could do that. So we spoke to it. They'll be released over the next few days, just to excite people about what to expect about conference. But also it's another avenue for resource partners to be able to connect with the HR community. And we did it last year. We're reinvigorating it a little bit more, not just with resource partners, because I want them and I want them to speak to the HR community on how they can help, but it's speaking to the HR community itself. A lot of those HR leaders, HR professionals spoke to us and we listened. They want more than just, hey, I don't want to be sold to on a podcast. And we don't want that either. But we do want, what are some of the things that are allowing for retention to happen? How is culture affecting the workforce and driving people out of it? As we have 10,000 people from the baby boomer generation leaving on a daily basis, how is that, you know, industry experience being replaced, or is it? And how is artificial intelligence stepping in for those areas where we haven't found a human being to do it and taking its spot? So there's just like a couple of thoughts and ideas for the coming year that are going to be displayed, but we want people for the podcast. So I will wholeheartedly and shamelessly plug, reach out to me. This is an opportunity for you to engage. It's part of your resource partner membership. And Neely and Kaylee and Trisha and the rest of the team in Recognition, who have done an amazing job doing them so far, will have the opportunity to interact with you and make us look spectacular. So I hope that helped answer that question, both Kaylee and Neely.
Yeah, so some new episodes hitting the YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube and look up M-I-S-H-R-M for those latest episodes. Okay, let's wrap up this conversation. I appreciate the time, by the way. Key takeaway, it's Saturday morning and you're done with the conference. What is the one thing that you would have accomplished or that you would have experienced to make this year's Michigan Sherm Conference a success?
All right. So for me, I simplify it. I do a lot of talks, a lot of speaking engagements. And this sounds oversimplified, but if my message of accountability registers with one HR leader and that they look at accountability differently, not as some, you know, big brother situation, but as how do we implement it into our day-to-day culture? And how do we improve because of that? And it registers with them. I've done my job. I just want one person that it clicks with, that they can take it to their organization and make a difference. That's all. Then I've won. It's been a successful conference.
Nice. One life at a time. Trisha, How about you?
You know, and then the other side of this, my Sherm, I think for me, it's coming back with ideas, being fueled by new and what's out there and what's different and what I haven't thought of from a innovative space. I think making an impact, both how I can be a resource to other people in the days that I meet and what ideas that we have here at Baudville Brands that I can bring to others. And the same thing of what of other people doing at their organizations that I can come back and use. So making those connections and impact and innovative ideas, I think all of those for me is what I'm looking for. And on the, you know, the other side of it, hopefully that's what I'm gaining when I wake up on Saturday.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, y'all, for talking through this. I think we're all excited over here for Michigan Sherm, and happy to host again in Grand Rapids. I think it should be mid 50s and nice crispy fall weather for everyone to enjoy and walk around downtown. So looking forward to this week's event. So thank you all.
Thank you, Neely.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kaylee. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for joining us today. And special thanks to The Fracture and Jay Matthews for their original music. Stay tuned for more episodes coming out every week that will touch on the topics that are important to HR and people leaders like you. If you have any recommendations or feedback, or if you are looking to partner on creating a more engaging recognition program, you can contact us at podcast@recognition.com. And as always, thank you.